Hare Krishna. So, it is good to be here amongst so many nice devotees here in the UK Yatra. Thank you for inviting me. I usually say something about Prabhupada first, then before I get in the mood, you know. As you all know, Prabhupada, after beginning his movement in the U.S., he sent his emissaries, his disciples, to different places. Some were sent here. Others were sent to other places in Europe, South America, like that. So this is a letter from to Krishnadas. Krishnadas was sent to Germany. But he also was here because everything was very close, and this was one of our main temples. So I wanted to read some of this letter before I begin the class. Is that okay? Okay. He first talks about how he's encouraged by the book distribution that's been going on and the printing of books in German. Then he says, I'm sorry to learn that you are also attacked with the flu fever, as most of the boys in this country are also attacked this past winter. So this attack of Maya's agent is not very uncommon. When Krishna himself was present, he was being attacked by Maya's agent almost every day during his childhood. When he was just born, within 3 months, he was attacked by Bhutana, who we will be discussing today. When he was a little grown up, then there was attacked by Sakatasura, then Trinavarta, Aga, Kaliya, Godavarshu, and so on. So the Maya's agents does not let go even Krishna. Then what to speak of Krishna's devotees? They will act in their own way, but as Krishna miraculously saved himself from the hands of all these demons, similarly he will always save his devotees. He has declared in the Gita, my dear son of Kunti, just declare to the whole world that my devotees will never be vanquished. Therefore, your only business is how to become a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. Then everything is all right. Please remember this truth always and do your duty for strongly pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement in Germany in cooperation with Shivananda, Uttama Shloka, and Jaya Govinda, who I think might have already joined you. So far, my going there, it is not a very important thing. I may go or not go. My beloved spiritual sons are there, and they are acting very nicely. That is my great satisfaction. I am glad to learn that the local Indian community is also cooperating with you. Actually, my ambition is to form a strong Sankirtan party and travel all over Europe, and then in Africa, Asia, India, and Japan, etc. This is my thought. Please try to give it effect. I am glad to learn that the temple is looking very nice, and as soon as you get at least $100 extra, I shall ask you immediately to get some temple goods from India when you are ready with the money. I shall let you know farther on this matter. I have received from London pictures, and it appears things are going, they are also very nice. No letter from you is useless for me. They are all important, and you can write as long a letter as you can. I shall read them carefully with attention in spite of my various duties always. Regarding the tape lecture which you requested, I have got a copy in L.A., most probably, so I shall have to send it to you when I get back to the mainland. All the devotees are very much thankful. Here, Prabhupada's writing from Hawaii, for your good wishes, and they also are hoping all is going well there for you and are feeling your separation as well. I hope you are feeling happy and well in Krishna consciousness. Your ever well-wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada, Swami, Priyashila Prabhupada Ki Jai. A nice letter. Sri Radha Gokulananda Ki. It's our preamble. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 6, text 9. Putana Rakshashi's heart was fierce and cruel, but she looked like a very affectionate mother. Thus she resembled a sharp sword in a soft sheath. Although seeing her within the room, Yashoda and Rohini, overwhelmed by her beauty, did not stop her, but remained silent because she treated the child like a mother. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I think. This is Prabhupada's purport. Take him in the Krishna book. Although Putana was an outsider, and although she personified fierce death because the determination within her heart was to kill the child, when she directly came and placed the child on her lap to offer the child her breast to suck, the mothers were so captivated by her beauty that they did not prohibit her. Sometimes a beautiful woman is dangerous because everyone, being captivated by external beauty, maya mohita, is unable to understand what is in her mind. Those who are captivated by the beauty of the external energy are called maya mohita. Mohitang na bijan janati mang ebhyak parang avyayam. Bhagavad Gita 7:13. Anyone has a Bhagavad Gita? 7:13. Nate vidhu svartha kating hi vishnum durashaya ye bahirartha manina. Bhagavatam 7:5:31. Here, of course, the two mothers, Rohini and Yashoda, were not maya mohita, deluded by the external energy. But to develop the pastimes of the Lord, they were captivated by yoga maya. Such maya moha is the action of yoga maya. Interesting. Om Agyanate Marandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayang Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Savadantikam Vandehang Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalang Shri Gurum Vaishnavangscha Shri Rupang Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitang Tang Sajiva Sadhvaitam Savaduta Panishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitangscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshvare Brita Bhano Sute Devi Pranamami Haribri Vancha kalpaturi vasha kripasendu vyevacha potitanam pavane vyavaishnave vyavunamo nama. Nama om Vishnu badaya Krishna prashtaya bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini dinamane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaurvani Pachanine Nirvishesha Shunivari Paschati Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukunkaroti vachalang pungang lange tegirim, yet kripatam ham bande, shigurum ginataranum, paramananda madam, shi chaitanish, harium tats. Tam tikshna chittam, mativama chestitam, vikshantarakosha parichadasa vasivat, varastriam tat prabaya chadarshite. Nirikshyamane janani yatishtatam. So Srila Prabhupada explains that this is one of the first of the demons to attack Krishna. There was some concern, even when Nanda Maharaj went to see Vasudeva, that Krishna would be attacked. So there was some concern how to protect Krishna. So this is one of the first cases, the inaugural event, which started, as Kripa Moy explained the other day, every day, and probably explains this, every day another demon would come to try to kill Krishna. what do you call these? Hitmen? Hitmen were sent to assassinate Krishna every day. So this was a very concerted effort on the part of the government and administration, who wanted any future opposition to their realm or their power to be squashed. So in the same way that Kamsa, he was thinking how one day Krishna would kill him. So he was, Prabhupada said, he was actually Krishna conscious. He was thinking how Krishna's gone. And so a thief, he will think also, one day I'm going to get caught. So he's thinking, he's very worried about this. He's thinking, I'm going to get caught. So I'm sure also Putana, who had engaged herself in so many heinous activities, this type of witch was specializing in killing small babies, killing and eating them. It's pretty serial baby killer, so you can understand that. But she was also probably thinking, oh, this will, one day this will all cease. When she came into the presence of Rohini and Mother Yashoda, they were captivated by her beauty. Also, they may have been thinking, well, the demigods are coming to offer homage and respects to Krishna. Maybe they're also. But they were not at all afraid, because she presented herself in a very beautiful way. The Rakshasi witches have this power to change their bodily form into a very beautiful form. It is not like the form we think of in some cases today is where beauty is. It's a very different type of beauty. Vedic beauty is different. Thin waist, big breasts, like that. It's a different type of beauty. Lotus eyes, lotus features, very silky skin and beautiful. So this was how she presented herself. What is the other case of a Rakshasi converting herself into a beautiful woman to present herself before the Lord? Suparnak, Lord Ramachandra. Yes, you remember that pastime. She also presented herself very beautiful form. And she was captivated by Lord Ram's beauty. So much so that she presented herself as in this way to attract his mind. Of course, the Supreme Personality of God, who was the he is the controller of Maya, the Lord of Maya, was not perplexed at all. He, of course, at that point made a joke and said, "I'm already married. Here's my wife. But my dear brother here, he happens to be single. So here's an opportunity for you to marry or get hooked up to my brother Lakshman," he said. Of course, he knew, the Supreme Lord knows everything that's happening. And this was his way of playing. And as the story goes, Lakshman also was not interested. And eventually, Suparnak was revealed, her true nature was revealed. When Putana comes to Krishna, she comes to him in a mood of motherly affection, which probably her association with Krishna at the time attracted her to Krishna, and her heart changed somewhat, and she became, instead of a cold-blooded assassin, we hear it said it's compared to a very sharp sword. Sharp sword, you just touch it and you cut yourself. A very sharp sword in a very nice looking sheath, you know, very soft and nice, beautiful sheath, you know. So in this way, she looked very nice, but she was a great danger, supposedly. Of course, we can understand from Prabhupada's letter that Maya or agents of Maya are no match to Krishna, who is not at least afraid of these things, these elements. Of course, Prabhupada compares it to Mahamaya, Shputana, and getting sick even, so, or impediments in devotional service, which is an interesting comparison. So she presents herself in this way and evidently becomes attracted to Krishna and changes her mood to one of devotional service, which in itself is purifying. All those different things have justifications, and those justifications are called praman, where we justify one thing by some argument or some reason. It's explained in the Narada Bhakti Sutra, verse 59, that bhakti, it has no praman. It's not dependent on any argument for its existence. It's only experienced. So evidently, Putana was experiencing at this point some bhakti for Krishna, which was so powerful that she changed her mood into one of affection for Krishna. And although she went through with the, let's say, the hit on Krishna because she had poison on her breast, it's explained that Krishna, who is time personified, immediately sucked all the time that was left in her body. Each body has a particular amount of time that they're given in this material world. So it's said that he sucked out all her time that was left in this body, and in this way killed her as time, Krishna. Of course, Krishna, for him it was simply play, and then she became transformed into this huge 12 miles. Her body was 12 miles, which was, I think, 18 kilometers. That's quite a big person. And when they found Krishna, he was playing on her breast there. So, in this horrible demon. So, these things are all done in Krishna's drama, and his pastimes in this material world are done to attract the living entities. So, in this way, Yoga Maya, as explained in this verse purport, facilitates these pastimes. Devotees also have sometimes their service to help facilitate Krishna in his mood of pastimes. This we can see in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. At that time, two persons were very perceptive as to the mood of Lord Chaitanya, and they would recite pertinent verses to go along with this mood that he had at the particular time. So they were very expert at perceiving what he was feeling at that particular time. Those two people were? Sarup Damodar is one. Govinda was his servant. No, servant was, he was helping, but he wasn't the other person. Ramananda Roy was the other person, and they would be expert at helping him to get into these moods or further develop these moods. So in this way, they were serving Krishna in this way. Of course, they would also have to take very much care of Lord Chaitanya, because sometimes when they weren't directly with him, sometimes he would escape and they would have to try to find him. One such pastime was concerning the ocean. Should I tell that pastime? Okay, thank you, I will. Lord Chaitanya had, this was at night, so everyone thought he was sleeping. They would also put guards there so he would, so he wouldn't escape unattended. They were very concerned for his well-being. So one day at night he escaped, and he, upon looking upon the ocean, he saw the ocean as the Jamuna, which talks a little bit about parallel planes of existence. He saw this other plane of existence, and he was beckoned by the gopis to come and participate, at which time he jumps into the ocean, and he just floats around in the ocean in this mood of ecstasy of the pastimes of Krishna in the gopis, sporting in the Jamuna. So the devotees find that he's missing, he has escaped, and they organize several search parties to look for him. So some go to the southern part, they all look over Jagannath Puri, they go to all the gardens. At that time, Lord Chaitanya would visit gardens to get into different moods of devotional service and ecstasy. So they went to the gardens, they went to different places and the temples and places where he would usually go, but they couldn't find him. Where is he? Where is the Lord? They looked and looked and couldn't find him. Some speculated that Lord Chaitanya had finished his earthly pastimes. He's gone. Many devotees fell into a mood of lamentation and grief, great sorrow, part of the devotees. But Swarup Damodar, specifically, who was his secretary, personal secretary, continued looking, and he went up the north part of the ocean's shore. I think he went like 30 kilometers up the shore. And he, with a group of, so they somehow came upon a fisherman. And they noted that the fisherman was, it seemed like he was going, he was crazy. Some people, you see some, they talk to themselves, you know. So they were thinking. And so when they approached him, he would just be saying, Hari, 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 like that. So they thought, what's happening? So Swarup Damodar said, what, my dear fisherman, what's going on? What is causing you this worry, this state of, oh, I was fishing and I caught in my net, I thought it was a big fish. Of course, fishermen are very happy to find a big fish. But when I brought it in, it was a dead body. It was a body. I brought it on my boat. And then when I touched it, the ghost inside, he came into my body. And from that, I cannot stop chanting Hari, Hari, Hari from this time. So, but it was very strange. The body was deformed. It was such a horrible thing. Oh, like that. Normally, because I fish at night in sometimes very dark and dangerous places, when I do this, I chant the Nrisinga mantra. And this Nrisinga mantra protects me. But now, when I chanted this mantra, the ghost, he became more powerful. He became more powerful, and this effect on me was greater. So he said, it was horrible. He was very much afraid. It's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, two emotions. He was going through two emotions. One was ecstasy, and the other was fear. Two So that's why he was acting somewhat crazy. So Sarup Dharmadhar knew what was happening. And he told him, probably lied to him, but he said to him, I am a famous exorcist, and I will exorcise you of this ghost. So he put his hand on his head, and he chanted different mantras, no? Then he slapped him on the head, ba, 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 like that. And he told him, now the ghost is gone. So it's explained that he by doing this, he took away the fear that he was feeling. The only thing was left was the ecstasy. So then Sup Dharmadhar asked to see this. He asked more about this cadaver, this dead body. And the fisherman says, well, he was making this noise. Gong, 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 gong. That was the noise he was making. the body was making this noise. So then Sup Dharmadhar said to him, no, you know what? This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now the fisherman was a resident of Jagannath Puri. Everyone knew Lord Chaitanya. He was famous. He was like the big star of Jagannath Puri. I know Lord Chaitanya. This is not Lord Chaitanya. This can't be. Because he entered in a certain type of ecstasy where all his limbs become separated from their parts. And they just extended. And his color of his bodily features was completely different. And he, because of the water. So he was like completely another person. And then he took them. Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jaya. He took them to the to Lord Chaitanya. They brought him. He was completely covered with sand, and he was not recognizable. They took him on shore, and they took the sand off his body. And they started a big kirtan. Eventually, Lord Chaitanya comes back to his external consciousness. At that point in Chaitanya Charitamrita, explains that the Lord would enter into internal, semi-external, and external consciousness at different points, which is interesting. And when he comes back to his external consciousness, he becomes a little angry. And describes the pastimes that he was experiencing with Krishna and the gopis, which is explained extensively in the Antilila, in this chapter about his pastime in the water. I'm not going to get into it. It's very elaborate pastimes of Krishna in his aquatic pastimes and the fighting between him and the gopis with splashing water and like that. But he was a little angry that he was brought back from this ecstatic world that he was experiencing. So Krishna, in the form of Lord Chaitanya, we can understand had he was experiencing Krishna consciousness on different levels or planes of existence, which means that simultaneously there is a spiritual plane which we can experience even while we are in this material body. And surely that is the definition of transcendental, the word transcendental, that we are transcendental to this mundane plane of existence. So Maharaj Parikshit was... He said, I'm fasting and I'm feeling pain from the fasting, not eating and not drinking anything, so it is somewhat painful. But I am mitigating that pain by hearing these wonderful, the nectar, drinking the nectar of these wonderful pastimes of Krishna. So in this way, the meditation on these pastimes can help us counteract the effect of the different demons in our lives, the different influences of Maya. In that way, we should become like the crazy fisherman who simply is chanting about Krishna. Hari, Hari, Hari. Crazy. Satatam kirtiyanto mam. Prabhupada said, 16 rounds minimum, but you should chant constantly. That is our goal, to chant constantly. Kirtaniyak sada hari. Sada means sat, eternally, but also means regularly, always, constantly chanting. So we should constantly be chanting. The mind becomes free instead of thinking of something. You think, just chant the mantra. So in this way, the mind will become occupied fully in Krishna consciousness, and we can counteract the effect of these demons that will definitely plague you in your spiritual life. So any questions, doubts, commentaries, interaction? Hare Krishna, what is your name?
My name is Radha Charan Das.
Radha Charan Das Kijai.
Thank you for a wonderful lecture. The question I have is this. According to received wisdom, whenever the Lord decides to
according
come down...
According to what?
Received wisdom.
Received, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Whenever the Lord comes down, he comes down with a fully choreographed... including bit players and so on. And what? This is to...
including big...
bit players. The theatrical players.
Theatrical plans.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
So they come down to teach us some lesson, presumably of the morality type. That being so, what was the particular lesson that we can learn from Putana's escapade with Lord Ram or Lord Krishna?
Thank you for asking that question. First, let me preface in that chapter of describing Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, it's explained there that the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in one day were unlimited, not Shesha or Naga or Ganesh, the scribe, could not write a description of all those pastimes. So when Krishna comes, he comes with different purposes and different devotees or people see him differently and have relationships with him in different ways. That being said, yeyata mam prapadyane, and as you approach Krishna, Krishna will reciprocate with you. So Putana, she reciprocated as a mother. Krishna then accepted her as a mother. So even though Rupa Goswami explains that we should approach the Lord in a favorable way, Anya vilashata shunyam jnana karmadya navratam anukulena krishna anushilam bhaktir uttama. The best bhakti is the one where we approach Krishna in a favorable way. Favorable means according to what Krishna wants us to do. Okay, so maybe that's not the way she had planned it, but as you mentioned, Krishna had his production and script, okay? What sort of other role she might have played, or what was the Kripa Maya, the other meaning, or is there some other thing happening? I don't know, But certainly we can see that Krishna reciprocated with her mood of devotional service. Therefore, I go back to the point about bhakti, how bhakti is the principal point and doesn't necessarily need a justification, according to bhakti, Narada Bhakti Sutra. It doesn't need a justification.
But this episode, was it choreographed in advance?
Study a little about theater. Theater, sometimes there is a spontaneous type of theater. What is it? Impromptu, it's called? Type of theater. So sometimes very famous actors, although there's a script, they may deviate from the script sometimes. So certainly Krishna, being the star of his own theater, could at times do that if he wants, if he wanted to. But it may be, I don't know if you're trying to ask about predestination or like that. But definitely Krishna was aware of what was happening and enjoyed these things. No? So sometimes Krishna enjoys the spice of a contrary mood from someone. Just like Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda was ordered by Lord Chaitanya to preach in Bengal. So when the devotees from Bengal came every year to Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya told Lord Nityananda, no, you should stay in Bengal. And Lord Nityananda, following that order of Lord Chaitanya, what did he do? Huh? He disobeyed that order. He went to Jagannath Puri. So it's explained in the in Antililos how it was very pleasing to the Lord that he did this, and explains how this sometimes this contrary mood, Krishna sort of likes it. You know, he likes that contrary mood. You know, it's
thank you
so he, you know, definitely. Although she didn't approach him favorably, it seemed like her mood changed. Maybe Ajamil, when he first chanted the name of the Lord, his mood was to call his son, but later it changed to bhakti, and so he was the weight of bhakti influenced his destiny. So bhakti is the point. Important thing.